Lord Jesus. All who are thirsty, all who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the streams of life and the sun. Of his mercy as deep cries out to thee, and we say, come, Lord Jesus, come, come, Lord Jesus. Come and have your way this morning, Lord. Invite your presence.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Not our will, but yours be done, Lord. We need you.
Come, Lord Jesus.
All who are thirsty, this is an invitation. All who are thirsty. Who are we? Come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the streams of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away. The waves of His mercy, deep cries out to me. We say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus.
All who are thirsty one more time.
And all who are thirsty. And all who are weak. Come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the streams of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away. The waves of His mercy as deep cries out to thee. We say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that your word promises where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst of them. And we know that you are here. We know that you reside here in this place, but also in our hearts. But Lord, we want to experience you this morning. We want to know you. We want to feel you. We want to hear from you this morning because we need you. There are things in our hearts, there are things in our lives that we are overwhelmed with, that we don't know what to do with. There is pain and sorrow and frustration and fear and stress and worry and a whole lot of other things, Lord, that we come to you with. We want to come to you and ask that our hearts and our minds would be dipped in the river of your love this morning. That you would just wash over us, that you would remind us of how deep your love is for us, how much it cost you to pour out your love upon us, and that we would just open the floodgates, that we would open up those walls inside of us, and that we would just experience your love this morning. We do say once again that it's not our will, but yours be done, and this time. And Lord, may all these things that we do and say and sing and hear, all the stories that we hear about, Lord, may they be for your glory and for your glory alone. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monroe Community Church. We're so glad that you're here this morning. Special welcome to you if you're visiting for the first time. We are going to have a little bit different service this morning. Okay? So that's kind of an information thing, a little bit of a warning. But we just got back from a missions trip. There were five of us that went, the three of us up here. My name's Jeremiah, my brother Ben over here on the keyboard, and as we call him, the animal, Daniel Shapiro back there on the drums. And then we also had the privilege of having Michael and Jennifer Miller come along with us. So we got back last Saturday night. We went out to a place in New Mexico called Rehoboth Christian School. Anybody have heard of that before? Rehoboth Christian School. It's an old CRC mission place. They refer to Grand Rapids as the Mecca out there. So we have long-term relationships. We've been going out there for 4 years. We just went out there, and we would like to share with you some of the things that happened to us out there, some of the cool stories, lots of cool pictures. So you're in for a treat this morning. It's going to be a little bit different than a normal service, but we're going to have some fun sharing with you what the Lord has done with us. So let's go ahead and take a minute and say hi to some people around you. If there's somebody new that you don't recognize, please welcome them. And let's enjoy the body of Christ together. Father's love.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure.
There we go.
That he should give his only son to make a wretch his chosen one, bring many sons to glory. Mm-hmm. my sin upon his shoulder. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him back until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me.
How he loves, and this was kind of our theme song for the week. We were out there during Valentine's Day. I did send my wife flowers. So we talked about love. We talked about some about relationship love. We talked about trying to find something that fills that hole in our heart. But we really talked most about how much God loves us, and how that is the thing that we need. That's the thing that comes first before all the other things. He is jealous. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. But all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. I realize just beautiful you are, and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. He is jealous. He is jealous of me. Love
not a hurricane. I am a tree, bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I am unaware of the afflictions eclipse my glory. I realize just how beautiful You are and how great Your affections are. Loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us so.
Things that Michael and Jennifer did on our trip was they took a few pictures. Sometimes when we were hiking, it was a test of our patience because we'd be running up these hills and, oh, we're just taking pictures, Jay. We'll catch up to you. So they, like 1,000? 800 pictures they took in a few days. So we're going to watch a slideshow, and there will be some pictures in there, a video or two. So we'll talk about it a little bit more after we watch, but let's enjoy these beautiful pictures. We're going to do that this morning, but before we do, let's go ahead and pray for the kids, and then we're going to have them help us receive God's love and share it, okay? Would you guys raise your hand and let's pray for these kids as they go. Lord, we thank you for children. We thank you for the gift that they are to us and to you. Lord, we just ask that you would just bless these kids today, that you would allow them to have a fantastic time with each other, that they would learn more about you, and that they would grow in their faith. And Lord, that they would also just continue to teach us about your love and what to do with it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Wait, I need your help, okay? Hold on one sec. Do you guys know what these are? Anybody like gummy bears? Okay, grab a cup of gummy bears. Okay, so here's what we did, is we had a bunch of gummy bears, and what you do with gummy bears is, in order to enjoy them, you need to first do what? You need to receive them, okay? So just like we do with God's love, we're going to receive a gummy bear, and then what are we going to do with the gummy bears after we have one? We're going to eat them, right? But what else are we going to do with them? We're going to share them, okay? So we're going to pass out these cups, and please take one and then pass it on to the next person. And if you would, could you just also say, God loves you. As you pass on the gummy bears, just say to that person next to you, God loves you, because that's what we're really after, but we're going to enjoy these gummy bears too. Take one. Pop it in. Go ahead, Isaac. There you go. Pop it in, Isaac. All right, now go give it to somebody. Go. No? All right, head back that way. Somebody, JoJo, share with someone. There should be plenty. My wife usually doesn't run out. She got the gummy bears for us this morning. So I'll try and tell you a little bit. You saw some of the pictures. Try to tell you a couple of the stories that happened out there. First of all, we've been going for 4 years now to the same place. And about 4.5 years ago, Amy said in one of our staff meetings, she said, we should really do a missions trip. But I don't know if I have enough time and blah, blah, blah. Is there anybody, you know, that we could get to do a missions trip? I said, I'd like to do a missions trip. That'd be cool. And she started talking about Rehoboth and how they had a place that we could stay out there, and maybe it'd be cool if we could grow a relationship with one place that we could go back year after year. So the first year we went out there, I had no idea what I was doing. Like, no clue. John and Julia Smildy went with us, and they can attest every day was like an adventure. But we did see God's presence move, and he did open up many miraculous doors for us as we went out. First year, we painted some stuff, and then the next year, we're going to go back, and I said, you know what? I do music. That's what I do, and a lot of the people that I know do music. You know, I said, well, maybe, and we did some music that first year. Eric and I did some music the first year out there, and I said, what if we came back and we just did a whole bunch of chapels? Do you guys have anybody that's coming out? They have, you know, quite a few teams from here and other places that come out and do work on their place. But how about something where we're trying to encourage the kids, challenge them, do some music? They said, that'd be awesome. So the next year and the year since, the last three, we've been having spiritual emphasis weeks with the middle school. And we have a chapel every day with them. And then we have two chapels with the high school and one chapel with the elementary. And it has just been, it's been phenomenal. Many kids have given their lives to the Lord for the first time. Many of them have rededicated their lives to the Lord, and we have been used by God to challenge them to not just live life for themselves, to not just follow the paths of the world that are so easy to follow out there, and especially out there, alcohol, drugs, lots of other things, money, titles. We try to challenge them that those things are not going to satisfy them. Often we share part of our stories. We try to be real with the kids and say, hey, these are the things that happened with me. These are the ways that I've chased after love or chased after these things. And we encourage them to say, you don't have to follow those things. You know, these are some lies out there that the world is going to try and trap you with. So this year we did 7 chapels and talked about love. And it's really cool to see relationships grow. Some of the kids that we've had chapel with for 3 years now they're in the high school. So we're starting to have some of the kids that know us and like us invade the high school, because the high school is really, really cool. I mean, they are so cool. I don't even get to share at the high school because I'm not cool enough. So I let Daniel and Ben share at the high school because obviously they're way cooler than me. One of the other things, as we've been getting to know the staff out there to know the needs of the kids, is at a Christian, I don't know what it is here, but at a Christian school in Grand Rapids, you would expect to have a third of the, 3/4 of the kids maybe would be from Christian families at least that go to the Christian school, maybe more, right? Well, out there in Rehoboth, it's more like 1/4 of the kids come from Christian schools and are believers, and 3/4 of them are something else. A lot of them are traditional Navajos. About 2/3 of the kids are Navajos. About 1/3 of them are Anglos or from the old country, you know. But it's a place of a really unique opportunity because it's a Christian school that's inviting us to share the gospel, to teach these kids about Jesus, to challenge them about love. And they can do what we can do. We can talk about Jesus as much as we want. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But there's lots of the kids there. They don't know him. They don't have a relationship with him. The things that, you know, out there that are grabbing hold of them are serious and are very, very difficult. So that's where we've gone. That's what we've been doing. That's been cool. Next year, they have invited us to come back again, and not only would they like us to continue to do a spiritual emphasis week with the middle school, but they've also invited us to come back and do a week of spiritual emphasis with the elementary. And I'd like to invite you, first of all, to come. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that. But secondly, to pray. Because in my heart, I believe that there is a great harvest of souls in that elementary. There's a lot of kids out there that have not yet reached the age where they're pushing Jesus away. Maybe they don't know any better. Maybe they're just, you know, they're kids. They're open. And they need to hear the truth of the gospel. They need to receive God's love deep into their hearts, just like we all do. But there is, God says that there is a harvest field, and I want to let you guys know about a harvest field that God has invited us to go to next year at the Rehoboth Christian School. So please pray, right? Doesn't Jesus ask us? He says, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth workers, and that there would be a great harvest for the glory of God. So that's the kind of serious part of what we do. We also have a fantastic time doing some hiking. As you saw in the pictures, New Mexico does not look like Michigan. Complete, almost completely the opposite. There's no trees. I mean, there's a few trees, sort of trees. There's all kinds of cool mesas and Bisti Badlands and Hogbacks and Pyramid Rock and there's just things that we get to do that we get to grow ourselves in. Okay, so part of it, what we do out there is for the kids. Okay, God has called us and has sent us out to go minister to those kids. But as we go, we are ministered to as well. And that's okay. I just want you guys to know it's okay. God wants to work in our lives as well. And when we go and we see these places, especially to me, Bisti Badlands this year, the way I describe it is like there's this part of you, maybe it's right over here, there's this little circle inside of like your mind or in your soul that you just don't know about yet. And when you see some of God's handiwork, like some of the stuff that's so different from here out there, it's like that little place gets opened up. And for me, I start to imagine, I think, if God could make this place like this, well, what could he do over in this part of my heart or my mind? Or how could God use me? If he can make something like that, how could God use me, the man that he's made me, how could he use me to minister to my family or to my friends? And there's hope springs up inside of you. And God gets bigger and bigger. And I don't know about you, but no matter how long you've been a believer, no matter how much you know, or no matter how little you know about Jesus, he wants to be bigger in your heart and mind. He wants to reveal stuff to you about his love and his power that he hasn't shown you before. And if he's an eternal God, if he's eternal, like in power and in mind and in wisdom, how long do you think it's going to take to learn all about him? Any guesses? In my opinion, I think it's going to take forever. And I want to invite you guys to start now, to start today. Open up your heart to his love. Open up to your heart to the beauty that's here, because when you come back from there, you're like, whoa, look at all these trees. Wow, it's so green and beautiful, and everything's growing, and we're harvesting things. It's beautiful. Yes, sir. You can breathe again. The Rehoboth is up at 6,000 feet. It's in the high desert. So you think of New Mexico and you think it'd be warm, right? Well, we got like 6 inches of snow one day and it was cold. Anyway, so we go there to minister to the kids. We go there to be ministered to by the Lord and grow in our relationship with him. And I want to invite you guys to do that, okay? Next year, we're planning on going. Obviously, God has to open up the doors for the different things. I'll touch real quickly on the driving. We drive straight through, and it's 24 hours of driving, and it takes us about 30 some hours to get there. Anybody like driving in a van for that long? Henry does, Presley, I do, Ben does. You have to be a little weird, okay? Okay, you have to be a lot weird, okay? Hopefully next year, some more of us will be flying. I do want to make that available, that option available. Daniel flew out and we picked him up there. But I also want to invite you to drive out there, because it is an adventure that God uses to break you down so that you have to depend upon him. When we left last time, it was 2 weeks ago. Remember that big blizzard that we have where they shut down 131 and 44th Street and 96? Well, that's the night that we were leaving. So we got on the road at 6 o'clock, and we made it like a quarter of a mile to Mr. Burger. So we're like, okay, the road is not going anywhere. Let's eat. So we ate, and we rested for an hour, and then we got on the road, and it was a blizzard, like bad, all the way to Chicago. But the Lord gave us grace. Then in St. Louis, there was about another hour of whiteout where you could hardly see the road. Ben was driving. And then once we got, right when we got into New Mexico, I want to ask you guys, have you guys ever heard of dense freezing fog? Anybody? Okay, because we have now. And now you have, okay? It's fog. It's like totally foggy. You can't see anything. But not only that, it's like freezing. So there's like this mist in the fog of like frozen. It's not snowing. And it's not like sleeting. It's just like this. And the road is frozen. And so we got shut down there for about another half an hour. But on the way back home, totally dry roads. And it was a blessing. So, last thing, I think. We want to say thank you to all of you for supporting us as we went. Okay, we raised almost all the money that we needed to go on the trip. And we're going to start now, if that's okay with you guys, to raise money for next year. Okay, so we have an offering basket up here. I'd like to invite the guys up. They're going to share a song. They'll say a little bit about that in a second. So during the offering, we got a basket up here for Rehoboth. We got our normal tithes and offerings here for the church, if you'd like to do that. So we'd like to invite you to support us financially. We'd like to ask you to support us in prayer. And if you would, if you'd like to, there's a whole bunch of rocks up here, and all these are pieced wood. Okay, they're really, really cool. Okay, there's not enough for every person out there, but if you would like, we'd like to invite you to start praying for Rehoboth, to start praying for next year, to start praying for the kids. And we'd like to invite you to grab one of these and put it someplace in your house. And when you see it, let your kids play with it or whatever, because they're super cool. Take a look at it. But when you see it, please remember to pray for Rehoboth. And then the last thing is, we'd like to invite you to come. Okay, we don't know exactly when we're going to go. We're going to try and work that out for as many people as possible. But we have a sign-up sheet on the table back there. There's a bunch more artifacts from the Navajo people and from Rehoboth there. Put your name, put your email down. Mark, if you'd like to pray for us, if you'd like to have some more information about going. But God has blessed us with missions. He's blessed us not only to reach out and to love people, but to grow ourselves in our relationship with the Lord. And we want to invite you guys to join in that with us.
Sure. So many of you guys know Scott Harris, passed away this past fall. And he went the first 3 years on the mission trip out to Rehoboth. And so we wanted to share that, you know, with the kids. Just about his special kind of love, that he was a reflection of God's love to all of us as we went, encouraging us, praying for the kids there. And just a wonderful, wonderful man. Daniel and I wrote a song for that, and we'd like to share that with you now.
You can go ahead and do your offering thing with Jake. Offer yourself, that's what they call it.
Stand up as we sing this lesson. One of the things that we found tough is that we're just there for about 5 or 6 days, and we get to encourage and love on the kids, but they have to go back to some really hard things: alcoholism, abuse, divorce, broken, all kinds of stuff, just like we do. And the thing that we left them with this year, the song and the thought, is that God never lets go of us. And just like He doesn't let go of those kids out in Rehoboth, He doesn't let go of you either. So no matter what you're going through in your life, no matter what kind of challenges, no matter what kind of circumstances, He's there with you. And He loves you, He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. He'll never ever let go of you. And as we turn our hearts to Him and open them up to Him, He promises to come to work, to heal, to restore, to encourage. So as we sing this song, if there's something in your heart that you need, just let the Lord know about it. Cry out to Him. And as you're going through things this week, pray that this song would come back to your memory. That you would remember that the God of the universe, the Creator of all things, cares and loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to know that He's with you, that He's for you. Let's sing together.
And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know You are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know You are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, never let go, every high and every low. Oh no, never let go, Lord, You never let go of me. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds out. Glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know You're here on this earth. And I will feel no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I?
Sing it out, church!
Oh no, never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, never let go, Lord, You never let go of me. Oh no, never let go, coming through the storm. Oh no, never let go, in every high and every low. Oh no, never let go, Lord, You never let go of me.
Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. But there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise You, still I will praise You, Lord. Let's sing that one more time. Yes, I can see the light. The light that is coming
for the heart that holds on. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, still I will praise you, Lord.
Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. In every high and every low, oh no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go of me.
Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me.
Well, thank you guys. We really appreciate being able to share what God's done in our hearts, and just remember that we're a part, we're united. Okay, even though you may not have gone, even though we're together as the body of Christ, and we went out there together. So thank you so much for that. Please pray for the kids out in Rehoboth. Pray for our missions trip next year. And if there's one thing I'd ask you to do, pray. Please pray. Please ask the Lord to just continue to bless. And as you go out from here, receive the Lord's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you. May He cover you with His love and with His grace. And may He use you as His ambassador to proclaim the good news of the gospel, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and to reach out to every broken, hurting heart with healing and with kindness, with compassion, and with love. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.